Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Good morning. Welcome to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live on a Monday morning. And today we're going to focus, reveal on the scriptures coming from 1 Peter 4 and 8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sin. Love each other deeply. Something that I would like to share with you is how deeply God needs us to love. So sit back and enjoy.
Lord,
every ocean
needs a stream.
I need
you. I need you.
Every
like
morning
needs the sun.
I need
you, Lord.
Lord.
You are my only one.
Here is my heart. I give it, Lord. And here is my life, lay it before you. Tell me, where else would I go? What else would I do? If I didn't know you, oh, how deep I am,
how deeply I need you,
my Lord.
lost that in Ephesians 4. I therefore, good servant for the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For my beloved, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all in all. But grace all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of the Christ gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captivity, and he gave gifts to men. And saying he ascended, what does it mean? But that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is he who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. He is more that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness and deceitful, rather, my beloved, speak the truth in love. We are to grow up in every way into him who is the head of, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, with every part is working properly, it makes the body grow and build itself in love. This is the daily bread from heaven, that you and I, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude. So how deeply is your love? In order to build up the body of Christ, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, and the teachers must maintain unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So, how do we practice, cultivate that spirit of peace that we cultivate? Spirit. Well, every community, when from a mother's point of view, first, but the next by the practice prayed and prayed. Two, reach out to your neighbor and tell them,
how deeply I need you.
My three,
my Lord.
Like every
ocean needs the
same.
I need you. Like every morning needs the sun. I need you, Lord.
You are
my only one.
To be served. But
here is
my
heart.
Feeding.
I give it, Lord, to
you.
You
clothe them. The word.
Have you given me my life?
That says, seek ye the kingdom of God.
Lay
and make
right before me
all these things.
Tell me where else would I
so
go?
My beloved, this is
what else would I do?
If they just to hide it in.
If I did know you,
like in the natural,
oh, how do
you spiritually stand?
Help me
in spirit,
my Lord.
So Lord,
as a believer.
Say tonight.
For the soul.
Tonight. We have gathered together here in the temple. Here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here
to
record the worship. But I believe there's going
to
be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight?
My beloved,
there's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into
God's. First day of February.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.